Now, verse 2. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. Listen. Keep your ear open. And apply thy heart to understanding. Now, it's not something to go into the head, but it's through the ear gate, but it's to get down into the heart. And when you get to the heart of the matter, in the Word of God, it brings understanding. Now, notice here, he's still not through with this injunction, this urging, this challenge. Verse 3, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, notice this. Peter puts it like this, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. Have you ever seen a little baby when mama is fixing the bottle, little fella's lying on his back, and he's wiggling everything he's got. Hands are going, and believe me, the mouth is going, the feet are going. I tell you, he desires the milk bottle. And the child of God should be that way, as far as the Word of God is concerned. That is the thing that I've noted about this present spiritual movement that is abroad today. Where you see it, there is a renewed interest in the Word of God. I notice many young people today bringing notebooks, Bibles, and they take down everything. I've been speaking around over the country in many places, and you can always tell when there's a real moving of the Spirit of God, it is evidenced in this desire for the Word of God. If thou criest after knowledge, the knowledge is what? The fear of the Lord, it's the beginning of it. And liftest up thy voice for understanding. Now, if you want to have a protest movement today in college, and I frankly would like to see this kind of a protest movement carried on this fall in college. I'd like these placards that they carry, I'd like for them to read, we want to be taught this semester. We want the professors to teach us something for a change. I tell you, I think that would be good. And I think it'd be nice if the professors would carry a banner and say, we want to teach this semester and not be giving out propaganda. We'd like to really get down to fundamentals and to learn something. And notice what he says here. You lift up your voice for understanding. And notice this. If thou seekest her as silver. Out here in the desert in California, there are quite a few silver mines. They tell stories about how in the early days, men came all the way across the country. Many of them starved to death up around Death Valley. And the reason they call it Death Valley was silver found up in that valley, in that area. And then many a man died trying to get to it. And then when they got there, they made all kinds of sacrifices. Thou seekest her as silver. Now, that's the way we should go after knowledge, knowledge of the Word of God, and searchest for her as for hid treasures. Just like you're out mining, looking for something valuable.